Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tag. Riding through the city, 30 mad. Nigga snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the bag. I let the floor when I think about the crash. Nightmare when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, but you made me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street, sleep on my feet. Money turn homies to zombies to eat. Miss my grandma, she was humble and sweet. I don't speak, let the chick talk of me. I can't sleep, left the tick in my reed. Hit the dope, make me choke, make me weed. Sip the dope, have the pain at ease. Trying to get the money for a clean, it was dirty. Playing football, had to buy in my girdle. Getting locked up, running around in a circle. Brother caught 15 like he did a murder. Now my whole family hurtin', trying to see the light, but we couldn't pull the curtain. Nighttime lurking, mama said the street lights, but they start working. Looking at my mama in the eye, mama looking at me like a new person. She telling me I need to slow down. The pain don't go away with the perky. That was when the rap won't work. Living in the trap, it's a search. See my grandma in a hearse. The pistol peak on in the casket. Shots fired, nigga blasting. Cops, they'll rise, start smashing. Ops, we shoot shots like the Mavericks. Bops, put the ketchup and we stash it. We flop, we doing numbers, can't imagine. Money tunnel in the roof panoramic. Count the bundles till my hands start cramping. I come with the drip and need a nap. I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tag. Riding through the city, 30 mad. Nigga snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the past. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Nightmare when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, for you make me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street. I've been crossed out by my own brother. Ain't no rules in the street, don't trust them. Ran it up and I had to go on bustin'. Police bout to kick the door, now we gotta flush it. Riding on the back street, thinking about my brother. Praying that he come home to his loving mother. Can't believe it that I got it all out the gutter. FaceTime round 3, Mike in the puddle. How I'm supposed to take it? How? Niggas dying around the same time I had a baby. Who? Here go the operator. Let the game know, pistol ain't gon' make it. Ain't gon' make it. Now my mind going brazy. Got me feeling like I was the cause of the hatred. I'm the cause of holding the revolver with the laser. They done kill my niggas, start the war, bring the nation. I got a ball situation, ball. Military bases when we travel across the nation. Military. Double up the cup of maple. Abomination on your paper, I got echoes. Black man when you walking in your label. Be the eyes, they don't wanna see you greater. Eat you alive like a lion or a gator. Mama's crying cause the police shot their babies. They crooked, the motherland they done took crooked. They take us and lock us up and throw the book and take us. Started rapping, then I shook it. I hate the fame, everybody keep on looking. Fame, we done sold out Brooklyn.
Sold out.
Man, I miss my grandma cooking.
Grandma,
treat me like a dun, cause I'm gifted. I'ma run the money, y'all gotta go. I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tag. Riding through the city, 30 mad. Niggas snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the past. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Nightmare when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, but you make me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Praying to the Lord, my soul to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's do it again!
Susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
We talking topics, tell me how you want them.
elevating minds like it's high learning.
Yeah.
Talking real talk, how you soul burning, or how you real pressed to be motivated.
Yeah.
Give you a little knowledge like we speaking conscious. Whole team strong like you seeing monsters. Meet me at the round table where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at.
You are now live. Real.
All right. That's Snipe with a new cut. How everybody doing? Real Talk Round Table.
We are in the golden.
Right on. That's hot, Snipe. You did that.
I appreciate it, man. You know.
Yes, indeed.
We hear you. Okay. Right on.
Okay. Trio.
Okay, so Miss Nat, how was your Mother's Day?
Listen. First of all, I had to work until 6. I work in the restaurant industry, and listen, they was not having me staying at home at all, mother or not.
Okay, it was not. Right on.
I was like, damn, I'm the only mother in the kitchen cooking y'all food, and they was like, uh-uh. My boss was like, nah, I need you here. But it was a little difficult because I just lost my grandma in September, and that was my mama, my daddy, my everything. You know, we were tighter than tight. And when she passed away, I'm still not even right, you know, and don't ever see a time when I will be. So this being the first Mother's Day without her was definitely very difficult. But at the same time, I am blessed that I was able to see one and spend time with my daughter. So,
you know.
Right.
Absolutely. Well,
what about you?
My Mother's Day was good. It was okay. It's like, for me, since my mom died, it's hard to really, it's hard to have a Mother's Day without a mom. And I don't know how, you know, even though I am a mom, you know, it's hard to have one without my mama here. So it took me down through there, man. I was just like, I don't know how many more Mother's Day I could do. This may be the last one I celebrate.
The pain is so real, you know what I mean, the pain is so deep, it's deep.
Okay, but I don't want to put a damper on nobody's day, but I did want to ask y'all this, since Donald Trump tax returns and stuff, tax information and all that stuff is out, is anybody surprised?
No, I'm not surprised, you know what I'm saying? He was a crook from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? So I don't put nothing past Trump, you know what I'm saying? Trump ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't nobody to begin with, you know what I'm saying? He was just something that America looked at as being rich and being a mogul and having things and having money and all that old shit. And that shit comes a dime a dozen, you know what I'm saying? That's that Hollywood shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I wasn't surprised by it. Shit.
Right. I feel like any person that has done just a little bit of research on his businesses would know off the TOP that he is not a good businessman.
Right. Every
single business, even the casino, if your casino can't make money, it's a problem. Because any casino I know, the house always wins. Am I right?
Right.
You know, I don't understand how he's working. I don't get that. Give me a casino.
Right. I mean, shit. Right. You know, he operating under that standpoint of like, I ain't got nothing to lose, man. You know what I'm saying? I can invest in, I can try, I can play with anything, and if it go bad, I can just file bankruptcy, and I don't have no losses. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's how he get down. He played the game with the Taj Mahal, man. You dig what I'm saying? They already knew that shit was gonna go bad. He knew it was going bad, and he was about ready to file for bankruptcy when he sold them stocks. But the reality is, man, if people doing surface research on Donald Trump, what you need to do is research Donald Trump's first wife. Donald Trump's wife was the smart one. She had the money. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
She knew that the dude was a misogynist, so she stood behind him and groomed him, and yes, daddy, you know, I know you can, while whispering in his ear, and he made moves, man, according to what she told him to do, and that's how he first started really making bread. But as she started getting older, she already knew the kind of dude he was. He was one of them, I'm going to get a new car, like I'm going to get a new wife type of dude. So that's why she groomed her daughter to slide up under. And that's why their relationship is so weird. And that's why his daughter worked so hard to go to school and do all the things she do, man, to cultivate a certain look, a certain mindset, a certain attitude to be able to move ahead. Because it's like, man, and even his own daughter had to be like 20 times better than his sons in order to be able to make moves. You know, I mean, the dude is, you know, nothing he do surprises me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not mad about the move he make because they legal. You feel what I'm saying? They legal within the law, 90% of them. You know what I'm saying? He got a couple of shaky things in there, but 90% of the shit he do, I'm not mad. Bankruptcy is a viable option. You know what I'm saying? If you invest in, if you start your business right now, invest, do your shit. You dig what I'm saying? And looking to buy some shit, bunch of shit overestimate your wealth, like buy more shit, buy big face items, all that shit, give it to different people, and then file for bankruptcy, man, it's like shit. That shit belonged to the people you gave it to. A lot of people don't understand how the tax shit works, how business law works. You know what I'm saying? You get that LLC, man, that cover a whole lot of shit.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, man, if I start a small business and hire all of y'all, I get an LLC, sell some stocks, I can give all of y'all a car if I got enough credit to do it. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And if I file for bankruptcy, that's y'all car. You feel what I'm
saying?
Right. They can't take that. You feel me? So it's like, man, the taxes, tax laws are set up, man, you know what I'm saying, to help people, man, who understand them. You know, so I'm not surprised by none of that.
Okay.
True.
Well, I just wanted to get you guys' thoughts on it. And yes, Knight, go ahead, babe.
I definitely, you know, don't care for him, you know. We've been asking for these tax returns for how long? We just not getting, like, come on now, who cares? Like, next, and, you know, this man is a businessman first. He's not politics, no way. So, you know, he's going to know all the little tricks, the trades, the slides on doing business. So, of course, his tax returns is coming out late. You know what I'm saying? It's just what he's going to do. And guess what? We can't do nothing about it. What are we going to do about it? Nothing. Nothing at all.
True.
True.
And apparently America not going to do nothing about it. The House ain't going to do nothing about it. It is what it is. You know, you just have to suck it up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what he's doing.
We done made a whole lot of, we had some enemies, but we got some, like, arch enemies now. Like, this man put us in a position to where everybody is not fucking with America right now. And so, I'm trying to figure out how we going to come back from that.
Right.
That's the question.
He has just done so much. Just, like, even, you know, when I'm debating with, you know, people who just love him, because I come from a state where, you know, it's definitely Trump country over here, you know, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, even when I'm talking to all of them, I tell them all the time, even if your points were valid, you know, the way he acts in public, the way he do the things he do, it's hard to take somebody like that seriously. He's a clown. The way he acts is like a clown. You know what I mean? So no matter if he did have points that were valid, how can you take someone seriously whenever you should be out here running the country, but you want to sit your ass on Twitter all day and talk about everybody who's against you? Who has that kind of time? I don't even do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're running the country.
Exactly.
For real.
What the hell are you doing on Twitter talking about every fucking body? Like, people are not going to like you. That's just how it is out here. You know what I'm saying? But who has the time to sit up here and do the shenanigans that he do? And then you want me to take him seriously? Nah, never. See, this whole tax return bullshit, all of this, he should have been gave it the tax return. He just now doing it? After how long? You just getting the tax return? If it was somebody else, a normal person, you know what I'm saying, out here in America, we'd have been had to get a shit up. Or it would have been some consequence. But all of a sudden now, he want to give the damn tax returns up. This, every time you turn around, you turn on TV, it's something with this administration,
every single day.
We was in school, it was certain criteria.
You know what I'm saying? He give y'all the tax returns, and it's like everybody like so busy talking about the tax returns, man. Motherfuckers is like, report is like kind of pushed to the back right now because he done changed the conversation. You know what I'm saying? He was never with the dude. Like I don't like his policy. That's just point blank period, but that's how it is going to be with politics. You ain't going to like people's policy. My problem with the dude, main problem, he not presidential.
He's not human. He's from somewhere else.
The United States president addressed the United Nations and they laughed at it. I mean, you got motherfuckers in Bangladesh, you know what I'm saying, laughing at a motherfucker. You got motherfuckers in countries that got like 2,000 people laughing at a motherfucker when you talk about the progress that we've made and the accomplishments and the great successes since I've been president. And they just start busting up like, Where the clowns at, man? You know, the balloons finna fall out the sky, the little car finna roll up, people go with the confetti buckets and shit. You know what I'm saying? They looking at each other laughing. I mean, everybody laughing. You know, so the
right.
dude is a clown.
Yeah.
Like, overall, he's just not presidential. It's not a good look. You feel what I'm
no.
saying?
No.
Overseas, and they be asking, like, what was y'all thinking?
Right, like what was everybody thinking? And then like how do we explain this shit to our children? I like to encourage my son to do the best that he can so he can be whatever he desires to be. In order to do that, you have to have a structured self. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have your grades together, your attendance together, you know. But if you just gonna let anybody be president, he don't even need to do nothing. Matter of fact, he probably can drop out now and just wait a few years and run for president. If this is the case, if you just gonna
right.
let anybody in there off of the street with no qualifications, you shouldn't have to qualify to be a doctor. You shouldn't have to qualify
right.
to be a dentist. You all can just walk in there, get you a pair of pliers, and pull somebody's teeth out their mouth.
Exactly.
I mean, the reality, though, like the reality, man, is the Congress and the Senate, they bullshitting around. They, you know, bunch of smoke screens and talking a lot of talk. But the reality, man, is that they not going to make no major moves against this dude because any laws they make or any moves they make is going to affect the future. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And the future is going to jeopardize them being able to sit in them positions. Like when you had them congressmen and senators that came in and started talking about, you know what I'm saying, let's set some terms for how long you can sit on this committee or sit on that committee or how long you could do this or you could do that. And motherfuckers was like, huh? What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like I've been on the arms or, you know what I'm saying, on the security or, you know, on the banking finance committees for 50 years. All this money I'm funneling through my little organization into my people, I'm not never going to change that. So, oh, no. That's why you got motherfuckers that be dying on the motherfucking floor while they talking that done been on the committee for 60 years. They not going
right.
to stop running. They not going to take no step back for somebody else in the party because anybody else to get elected in their place not going to have seniority to be on them committees. So it's like, man, they not making no major moves, man. All of this shit is a distraction. Everything is a distraction. It's smoke and mirrors, man. Like, the dude is fucking up worldwide, man. But at the end of the day, man, you know, nobody looking for another World War II, so all of this shit is just going to be a bunch of loud-ass talk. You know, China, they going to play the little money game back and forth. You know, they going to raise the tariffs. We going to raise the tariffs. Everybody going to, you know what I'm saying, do what they do. But at the end of the day, man, nobody not going to make no moves. That's why everybody be tripping off the dude, Kim Jong-il. Because he, you know, when you got them little countries like that, that's who you got to worry about. You ain't got to worry about Russia. You ain't got to worry about China. You ain't got to worry about none of the major countries, man, because they making money. No matter what they say their political standpoint is, they making bread. They a business. You know what I'm saying? And we knew America was a business. That's why they thought a businessman was going to be able to make some changes, not understanding that he wasn't them backdoor businessmen. You know, he like the weed man to sell his weed to everybody, man, with a nickel on his scale. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody tripping. People start tripping. He just move from that house, go to the other side of town and sell weed. You know? He going to just keep going. It's good weed. You just ain't getting on your point off. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Okay.
You know? So that's just how the dude do. Man, everybody expecting him to do some shit. But, I mean, some people didn't care. They just knew it was like, hey, y'all had a nigga for 8 years. You know, let us get a white man to talk about white man issues. You know what I'm saying? And then we can do that. You know, you see the rise in the white supremacist organization. Dude ain't even really about that. He elitist. His daddy was a racist and all that shit, but he give two fucks about black, Mexican. No, he don't care about that shit. He care who got money.
Because
you could be a jet black, shiny motherfucker, man. And if you got money and you want to do business, he going to have his people cook you dinner, invite you to his spot, give you the best room at the Trump Plazas, wherever at in the world. And it's going to be about money. You know what I'm saying? But we still think it's about black and white and all of that shit. It's about poetry.
Yes.
You know, that's facts. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, fuck Donald Trump.
Shit. All right. Okay, all right. Miss Nat, you want to take us into a different topic?
Yes, definitely. So, y'all know Kanye West is always up to something, right? And so, I kind of wanted to hear y'all's opinion on his new venture he's trying to begin. So, I don't know if y'all have been seeing how he does, like, this Sunday service. He's been doing it for the past few months. And basically, it's like a invite-only type of thing. He has this location where he has these, you know, massive black choirs. It's like a mini praise and worship type of thing. And now he's deciding that he wants to actually start a church of his own. Okay, so he claims that it wouldn't be like your traditional three hymns and a sermon type of thing. He wants it to be a way to point people to Jesus through art and through a community of people who love and care for each other. So my question is, like, is this going to be like a legit thing, or do y'all think he's about to start some type of Jim Jones, People Temple type of cult type of situation? Because with Kanye, you just never know.
I don't know, but I know I wouldn't be going to it.
I'm about to say the same thing.
I don't feel like Kanye can lead me to Jesus. I'm sorry, but he would be not be the front runner for me. I ain't going to it. I would like to see what it's actually about, though.
I don't give two fucks, man. When a nigga say he put on a Donald Trump Make America Great hat and feel like a superhero, it's like, hey, anything a nigga say after that, man, it's like, wah, 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 wah. I don't want to hear nothing. I was already shaky on the dude turning into a white boy fucking with the Kardashians. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I done kind of fell back because he ain't black no more. You dig what I'm saying? He don't like, you know, he want to do what he do. But, I mean, the color don't got nothing to do with religion or some real shit. But it's just like, I can't take no bipolar dude that might just go off his meds in the middle of the summer.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
no.
You know, you just get the slime. You know?
Ever since Kanye lost his mother, I feel like he hasn't been the same since that point in his life. And I think once he got with the Kardashians, it kind of went more so downhill. But I think the transition really began whenever his mother died.
But my mama dead too, but I ain't out here talking crazy.
He one of them black people, though. You ever got a homeboy he started messing with? Nah, I ain't talking about one of them hood white girls. You start messing with your daddy got a job, man, you know what I'm saying, blue-collar worker white girls that, you know, cook that old watery-ass macaroni. And you hit him up. I'm like, what's up, boy? What you doing? Oh, we're just over here, you know, sitting in the garden, having beans and franks. And what the fuck are you doing with beans and franks, man? Just say hot dogs, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Franks. You know, cold cuts. Like, man, your whole language changed. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, come over there. The macaroni don't stick together. It's like you know what I mean? It's like everything is fucked up. Like, he one of them people. He just done turned into a white person. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
a white person. Kanye, I don't fuck with the dude.
This motherfucking Kanye done lost me a long time ago. So anything he does, I would never follow. So, you know, when you become crazy, bipolar, do all this shit on TV and want attention, I'm definitely not about to be following you or whatever you stand for. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
That is motherfucking real.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Definitely.
I mean, like burn some Play-Doh, make a mold, and then sell tennis shoes for $1,500 or some old ridiculous-ass shit like that. Like, the man makes some beats. I give him that.
Yeah.
I ain't never really thought the nigga could rap in the first place. But, I mean, you know, he's saying some, you know, he said some all right shit on the first album. After that, he just started going crazy then. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know, man. I ain't really for the celebrities doing the little church thing, man. I think that's like, you know, a misuse of your position. You know,
right,
I don't think
right.
people should be trying to push their religion on people, man, just because you're in the public eye. I mean, you can
right.
share your experiences and all that, man, but you know, your church, it's going to be full of bullshit anyway. Because, I mean, it's people, let's keep it 100. I mean, they're going to go there just to see Kanye. Go see
oh,
if Kim going to be in there with her
yeah.
ass. All
that's it.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? You know. And, you know, they going to make an episode out of it. So, you know, everybody
yep.
going to be
yeah.
up in
yep.
there trying to get on television. You know, so that's what's going to happen, man. I mean, other than that, man, I don't think, dude, spiritually, man, I don't feel him like that. You
right.
know, so.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking with
it. Yeah, he is.
I'm going to tell you this. I got to say this. I just got to say it. Jaden Smith, I better never see you in no dress like that ever again in my motherfucking life. If you want to wear dresses, that's your thing. But please do not wear dresses like that. That
they
was
what,
the goddamn dress
1995.
I ever seen in my life. Oh, my God.
Listen,
it has so
I
many layers.
None of it.
Oh, my God.
And he got too much money to be dressing like that. Like you said, if you want to wear a dress,
God.
Wear your fucking dress, but at least come with it. And that was not it.
Man, if you want to wear a dress, you better damn wear a dress. Don't you come back in here with no 1990 Kato dress.
I cannot. This is the sound. They just doing way too much with the sound now. They ain't stopped this.
Yeah,
shit.
I had to.
This is starting to get out of the truck.
I don't appreciate this dress code, man. But I ain't gonna let y'all drag my boy, man. That nigga super intelligent, man. I don't care nothing about the man dress code.
I ain't talking about the man head. The only thing I did was give him a fashion point from a woman's point of view. Do not
right.
put that motherfucking dress on. Not one more time.
Don't put that dress on.
And take a picture.
I wouldn't suggest that he ever wear a dress personally, but
right.
it's like, I'm going to let people, you know, it's a lot of people, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I used to be a Facebook head, I saw a bunch of what they call fashion faux pas on that bitch, just regular peoples, you know.
Right.
There's some people with some shirts, just regular shirts and pants they ain't got no business wearing. Some hairdos, some wigs, some makeup choices, a bunch of shit. So,
yeah,
you know,
but millions and millions of people ain't seeing it. I'm telling you, when you got that kind of money, I'm not gonna let you take that picture in that Goodwill dress and not setting it in the body. And then not just a Goodwill dress, but a Goodwill dress from like 1990, early 90s. A dress suit. I can't let him do that, man. That is unacceptable, Will and Jada. Come on now. Talk to him. Say something.
They let them do what they do, man. They been letting them do what
they do.
I know it.
But sometimes you going too far. People gonna think he crazy, and he got good sense.
That's his thing, though. That's a move. I bet you he got an album or something to come out. Y'all talking about it. That's his moves, man.
I had to talk about it.
I could not talk about it. But he is a very intelligent person. I mean, he's very talented.
He definitely doesn't want to take nothing from him.
It's just the outfit
Mm-mm.
choice. That was Mm-mm. just the outfit choice.
I couldn't fly with it. No. All right, you guys, we're going to take a break right here, and we're going to come back and get into some more topics, so don't you go nowhere.
Hey, sugar, how you doing? Huh? Your pretty face don't match that nasty attitude. Me where my girl? Probably with your man. Can we fuck?
She won't let me fuck.
Baby.
I really need to bust a nut. Oh. She won't let me fuck.
Straighting,
yes,
being a man.
sexy women don't understand things we need to do. Yeah. Every other day or two.
Like what, man?
Like take you home, baby. Yeah.
She won't let me fuck.
You say the mood ain't right.
I really need to bust a nut.
I know that pussy's tired.
She won't let me fuck.
Ooh, give it to me, baby. Yeah.
I really need to bust a nut. Oh, 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 oh.
Her heart is still broken.
Poor baby.
Her emotions are so.
I know what you mean, girl.
Yeah. She's trying.
Let me just rub.
Afro man, baby. Listen, I was hollering.
Oh my God.
I had to take it back one time.
You won't
take
let me fuck.
That's what I'm talking about.
Lord.
I love it. Okay, Snipe, you got a topic for us?
Oh, you know I got a nice one for y'all, man. Y'all know Aisha Curry. We're going to get in her ass real quick, y'all. apparently, she kind of feeling some kind of way, y'all, about the attention she receives from men versus, you know, the attention. NBA star, her husband, let me rephrase that, her husband, Steph Curry, receives. And it ain't even that, you know, she say it's not the attention she wants, but it's, you know, nice to know that someone's looking, but your husband's not enough. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what you need to drive down the street?
She won't let
me
fuck.
I guess you need to drive down the street and say, I'm Steph Curry wife or something. I don't know, man. You know, I don't know.
That is crazy.
Well, she was saying that basically what I can understand is that, you know, the statement she said about, you know, sometimes she wants to feel desirable. You know what I mean? I understand that. But I understand that statement coming out of the mouth of a single person, not a married woman. Because if I was a married woman, especially being married to Steph Curry, what the hell do I care about, you know, the attention I'm getting from who? Like, who? You know what I'm saying? Who gives a damn? I mean, you're married to fucking Steph Curry. Like, there is no reason why you should be worrying about, you know, being desirable to another man. You know what
anybody
I'm saying?
Anybody
will. That's a single woman statement. You know what I'm saying? I would never in my life, if I had a man and he was on TV talking about how he wanted to feel desirable, you know what I'm saying, to other women.
He'll be desirable, all right.
Do you understand
that needs to get cussed out.
What type of conversation I would have with my man if he was on TV talking about he wants to feel desirable when it comes to other women? Come on now. Like, that's just too much. I don't really understand why she's worried about that. I don't get it.
I don't know what's wrong with that girl.
I just think it's one of them conversations people don't say out loud, like people not be honest with themselves. Because I'm going to tell you some real shit. Married, not married, relationship, not relationship. You got on your little outfit and shit, man. You walking through Walmart and niggas not even looking at you at all. You're going to be feeling some kind of way. It's like, man, shit, you know, that's just how it is. I mean, you take the opposite. Like, niggas the same way, man. Nigga be, you know, a little bit working out, got his little shit on, got his little white beater he pushing. Mm-hmm. He walking, he glancing in the little mirror, you know, the little shopping windows and shit, trying to see if people checking him out. He doing a stop, little fake watch time check, the flex, looking at his phone, like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to be desirable, because the reality is, Nobody wants. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how many times you talk shit about niggas staring at your broad or staring at your man or whatever the fuck you saying. Don't nobody want to walk through somewhere with somebody and ain't nobody looking at them at all. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, you want to look around and see niggas checking out your girl, like, damn. You know, but then again, the boy is like at the top of his game right now. He not a bad looking dude. You know, from what the ladies be saying, he attractive guy. Like, motherfuckers might be feeling like, man, that's a waste of time. I ain't gonna even look at that. Like a broke nigga looking at a Lamborghini. You feel what I'm saying? Because she a nice looking chick. You know,
yeah.
I mean, shit, if the nigga ain't gonna be on the news talking about, you know, he try to see me somewhere or something like that, which would be funny to me, but. Give me some front row tickets. I'll make you feel desirable, all right. You know what I'm saying? I'll sit right next to you to the whole game and tell you what I want to do to you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You let him babysit the kids, for real, for real. But, I mean, just on some real shit, that's what it is, man. I mean, I ain't mad at her. She just was being honest. A lot of women ain't going to be honest like that, man. You know, don't nobody want to be walking around. Nobody ain't checking you out. You post that picture. Be honest. How many of you would post that picture up there and you think your ass is looking nice or your body looking nice and you don't get no likes? You might take that motherfucker down. Like, I'm just saying, you take this motherfucker down.
This is wrong damn picture. And
man,
I agree with Rock with what he's saying, you know, but I just, you know, I feel like, you know, that's definitely a true statement. Everything you said, that's 100% correct. But I just feel like as a married woman, do you still have that same mindset when you're like really, really in love with somebody? Do you still like attention from outside men?
I mean, people, she dress nice. She spend money on her clothes. She worked out. She do her shit. Of course, she wants somebody to be like, hey, I see you doing them squats, ma.
But the whole thing, though, and I'm sure Tweety can definitely verify about this. There's always somebody that's looking. They may not be as vocal with it. You know what I'm saying? Because especially because of who she's married to, because she seems to feel like she just doesn't get you know, a lot of attention. But at the same time, look at who she's married to. So a man is not going to be so prone to approach her like they would, say, me or somebody else. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So even though men aren't being actually vocal with her, oh, trust, she's beautiful. Somebody's always looking. You know what I'm saying? Somebody always looks. You know what I mean? Always.
Yeah, but
he
knows not to even look that way because he ain't got that kind of money. He can't run them kind of tricks.
I ain't trying to run no trips. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm respecting her tax bracket. She can take me out.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Me out.
Ain't no dude gonna be doing
tickets.
All that.
I mean, look, I'm gonna make eye contact. If she look, I'm gonna say something. If she say something back, I'm gonna sit down. That's just how it go. I ain't scared to not have my fun walking this earth, man. You dig what I'm saying? Married is a temporary state of being. You dig what I'm saying? It's like it's your choice how you carry that shit. Because if somebody else holler and you holler back, man, I mean, you only married as long as the person you married to want to be married.
Right.
It's a mutual agreement. See what I'm saying? So I ain't saying she looking for no new dude or nothing like that, but she just want to be appreciated. You wash your car, put them sounds in it, you driving down the streets, you want somebody to give you that little You don't want a nigga to want to steal your car, but you want him to appreciate it. You know, that's just how it goes, man. Just being honest. Everybody bashing her for being honest. She over there saying, I ain't going to say nothing else. You know what I'm saying? You say nothing else. Now when y'all do them interviews, I'm going to stay mum. And people are like, get stuck up. She don't now want to talk. She don't now want to say shit. Motherfucker thinks she too good for everybody. She just was being honest. She wants, you know, like the other basketball wives who've been married to football players and baseball players. baseball players. Checking out them hockey niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Plus she a mom. So that's a whole nother psychology. Feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's two men and women on the earth, man. You gotta make a mark in this motherfucker. I don't give a damn. If you do one good thing, do that good thing, man. Just wear that motherfucker out. Like with me, I have to have it. Like, I feel like if don't nobody show me no attention, I feel like nobody don't love me. Then I got a problem. Like, you got to be. When I walk in, I don't worry about nobody looking at me when I walk in the place because I already know. When I come in the door, they going to be looking at me. You know why? Because I got on something crazy, something strange, something they ain't never seen before. They just, what in the hell she got on her head, or what in the hell is they gonna give me a look of some sort, you know, just like with Jaden putting that dress on. He know everybody was gonna look at that and be like, man, one way or the other, but I got this dress on. So it's one of those things. It's crazy, but it's true. Like, some of us go the extra mile. You know, for that.
I mean, niggas do it too, though, man. I mean, it's like, Nigga not sitting in no motherfucking barber chair letting the nigga do a map of the motherfucking Himalayas and shit in the back of his head because he don't want nobody to look. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. You know, motherfucker sitting up there, dude got like all these lines and designs and shit, man, looking like some kind of motherfucking ancient language and shit. Nigga want attention, man. Niggas be in the gym, man, at 2 o'clock in the morning. They want attention. I walk in people's house and sit down like it's my house, man. You know what I'm saying? I be like, hey, you know, like sit down, just spread legs, be like, what's up? I'm cool. You want something? You want something? Anybody want something to drink? Hey, you think you can get up?
Oh, wow.
Like, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no attention seeker. But I appreciate the attention I get. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the attention I get. You know, that's all I'm saying. I'm going to have me an honest moment. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, I might strut around in my basketball shorts or something.
Yeah, whatever. You ain't got to never wear no clothes. You never wear no clothes. Like, period.
Yeah, I'll make it back.
It's right. It's the Millennium Adam walking around them motherfuckers.
I mean, man, clothes are so confining, man. Like, I just wish, like, they would pass a law. We could just be pushing like nothing, you know? I mean, come up with some materials for the car that ain't going to do some things when it gets hot, but, you know?
These kids are not ready for that. We can't walk around like that in front of the
chair. Shit, man, I don't
listen.
I bullshit you not.
We lost DJ Sergeant Rock. I don't know what happened, but we lost him on the mic. So we had somebody.
Shit, somebody might go there and fuck.
Yeah, they might. They might.
You gotta hear him singing. Hit the line.
Never know. Cause he coming out with the sexiest mixtape ever, baby.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell me what the popped off.
Yes, yeah, I might be early review on there or something. Do one of them slow flows.
Okay.
Shit.
One of them panty droppers.
You know. Hey. Like that. Oh, yeah. Ah! Sang that shit.
Hell no. Okay, so check this out, you guys. I wanted him to be here. So we're going to do a say it or spray it because I don't know what happened to him. But if we don't like it, I'll just flush it. So there was a track by Daisia, I think I'm saying this right, Dayzia View, called Go Bravy, that was tagged in a chat with me on YouTube. So we're going to play it, and I'm going to get you guys' thoughts on it, and we're going to come back and talk about it. So this is it.
I jump on that dick and go brazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Floppy toppy, keep him wavy. She keep me ice so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go brazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Floppy toppy, keep him wavy. She keep me ice so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go brazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Floppy toppy, keep him wavy. She keep me ice so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go brazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Floppy toppy, keep him wavy. She keep me ice so it's crazy. Bad little mama jamma. Hot as Alabama. Spicy like Louisiana. And her hoes can't stand her. But I'm from the gold though. You don't want no smoke hoes. Your nigga on my throat though. So I pop it low low. I done shook some ass. I done made this cash. Bitch, I did the dash. Your whole life is trash. Hoes be acting tough off the fucking coca. Like I won't just poker. Bitch, you must be local. Got high like a vulture collar, cause he might just smoke you. Cold like Minnesota, but
but you know I keep the toaster. Pussy super soaker, make them drink me like mimosa. I keep them up like Folgers, just one nothing, then it's over. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapper, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapper, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapper, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapper, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice so it's crazy. Wow, honey, bitch, gang in this bitch, Rookieville shit. Wow, honey, bitch, gang in this bitch, Rookieville shit. Bad bitch with a body, then most hoes try to copy. If you get in money, call him posse. If I want it, then I know he got me. He never tell me no, that's the shit I can't handle. Bitch, I'm trying to go. Used to trap at the bando. Bitch, all I know is swerve. Getting money, what's the word? Felt my action like a verb. Use them up, then it getting curved. So get up out your feelings, cause you know with whom you dealing. Ain't about cash, we won't be chilling. Turn $1 to a million. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Fluffy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy. I jump on that dick and go crazy. Ass clapping, never lazy. Sloppy, sloppy, keep them wavy. She keep me ice, so it's crazy.
All right, that was okay. Daisy of You. Go Brazy.
Go Brazy.
I'm going Brazy away.
Ooh.
Hey, that's how you learn. Go Brazy. Go Brazy. Brazy on you.
Hey.
Ooh. So, okay, we take the vote. So, we go see.
I need a
all
moment.
Right,
yes.
I need a moment.
What kind of moment is this? Right. What kind of moment is this?
Man, she sounded like she was in the bathroom with a dap machine. That's just the beat. You know, the old school dap machine. You know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-oh.
Like, I mean, like, man, what the hell? What was that? Like, I mean, what was she talking about? I mean, the hook was, like, supposed to be sexy, but she sounded like she was mad. You know? Supposed to be, you talking about to ride some dick, you supposed to put some on it or something, man. You just, like, nigga, I rob you.
Oh, man.
Nigga never tell her no. That's probably the nigga do your beat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Nigga just like, no, I'm not, you know, come on, baby. You can't not rap, you know. Sound like that's one of my goo friends or something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I cannot, man.
I'm just saying, that shit was trash. I'm going to keep it on.
Okay.
That shit was trash.
Okay,
you know,
hey, Ruth says it's trash. Miss Nat, what do you say? You know, I just be wondering, like, who are, like when people go in the studio and they make songs, like, where is their team? Like, where are the people to be like, you know, you shouldn't put this out? Like, so y'all just going to let people just put out any damn thing and just embarrass the hell themselves? But I think with some coaching or whatever, I think with somebody who can guide her and kind of transform her, I think that she can do something. But, you know, that's all I got.
But what'd she do with this trick? Like, you know.
Guide her where? Guide her where? Make her take her ass back to school or something.
Oh, no.
No.
Man, she just sounded like not even a cool ratchet. She didn't even have that cool ratchet sound. She just was like ratchet, like she was kind of gangster and shit. She wasn't even gangster and shit. Welfare to be trying to gang bang, crossing the B out on EBT card and shit. You know what I'm saying? Crazy,
have mercy.
Come on,
This is another case of niggas fucking up a good beat again. You know what I'm saying? Why you fuck up a good beat with this trashy shit you put out? Don't nobody even know what the fuck you saying. What is Brazy? I don't know what that is. You know, I don't know. That's a new word that, you know, she just fucking thought of and thought it was going to fly with everybody. But it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? So
I think you can try this
all over with, but with a little, like you say, with a
it's
little.
It's crazy from California. One of them. I apologize. Yes, you changed the C to a B.
And all you can do is just
instead
change.
Of crazy. You know what I'm saying?
You can just say crazy.
No, they can't do that. They gangbanging. They, you know.
Oh man.
Oh well. There it went.
Man, thank you.
Okay.
Like, that should have been better. Like, you should have
right
flushed that off the machine.
Wow. That's deep. That's deep.
You know, I
but,
don't even
okay.
be like that.
So we gave
you
out
know, I ain't
you
never been
of,
like that.
Of the track, you know. And thanks for the tag. Be careful. Be careful when you tag. Okay. All right. So that is that, you guys. And we're going to wrap up another episode of Real Talk Roundtable. It's been a pleasure to talk with you guys on these different topics. And we will see you guys next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Sweetie Bird Central. Now, Ms. Knack, tell people how they can find you and get a hold to you and all that good stuff.
Y'all can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snap, all that, at Ms. Knack, at M-I-Z-Z-N-A-K. And that's it.
Okay. Y'all know the guy, hey, Ruth, said he got that side information going for the low now. if y'all looking for on Facebook, he got all the
truth. Hey, Sal, Ruth is over there, all too, right. Man. You know.
Snipe you up there.
Oh, man, see, I really don't want to give out no information because I know I got a lot of stalkers that's going on that I don't know about.
Oh, my God. What in the world is going on here today? Jesus Christ.
Y'all can find me at Snipe on the Beat, and you better just Google that, okay? And I hope you find your luck with that.
Y'all ain't hear no shit tonight, man. Y'all ain't hear no nothing.
No, nah, man. Hey, I'm a reactivate my Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can find me on Twitter, man, on Hey Ru Kuti Reborn, man. That's HERUKHUTIREBORN, man. Hit me there.
Okay.
Yeah. He gonna be the one over there arguing with Trump.
Okay.
I'm gonna be the one over there. You know what I'm saying? Saying some shit to hurt your feelings.
Oh shit, man!
All right, my feelings. Shit.
Not you.
No.
Hey, I ain't talking about you. I'll be saying some honest shit, man. You know, honesty is like.
Well, I know I'm being honest. I'm not mad about that at all. We ain't gonna fall out on the air though. Okay. Everybody,
I wouldn't talk about you, man. Quit arguing with
fall
for company.
We ain't gonna fall out on the air. Okay.
No, we ain't gonna fall
all
out
right.
On
Listen, you can find me at TweetyBirdBYRD334 on everything. And I'm gonna get out of here, you guys. On some of that Joe Bond, give me the money, baby, and we will see y'all next Monday. Uh-huh.
Money make you.
Oh yeah.
If you let money make you.
Oh yeah.
If you let
And we are out this motherfucker.